When you're the chief information security officer of an agency with tens of thousands of people, you've got to worry about tens of thousands of people. But you don't do it alone. You've got a cybersecurity workforce to deal with everything from foreign hackers to disgruntled insiders. For one view of cyber workforce trends, I spoke with Chris Woloshin, chief information security officer at the Health and Human Services Department. We started with whether HHS cyber is done by federal employees or contractors.
Sure, it's a combination. So here at the headquarters, I have the privilege of overseeing a large and diverse cybersecurity workforce. And in each of the operating divisions, because they're closest to their customers and have the expertise to support their unique missions, also manage the cybersecurity workforce. And the shortage of critical IT and cybersecurity capabilities exist across HHS, across all industries and sectors. The talent pipeline is simply not there. This is a systematic issue that has to be addressed before we can really bring the full scope of talent and capabilities to bear to protect not only government information systems, but the critical infrastructures that we hope to protect.
Now, the job cybersecurity practitioner, cybersecurity professional, refers to a lot of different activities. Give us the sense of the range of things that the staff, HHS staff, does, and maybe then we can talk about what contractors fill in with.
Absolutely. So the number and types of skills that are available to cybersecurity practitioners or people hoping to enter the cybersecurity field are quite diverse. There are positions involved in securely provisioning IT systems. There are cybersecurity positions devoted to operating and maintaining networks and systems and applications. There's oversight and governance roles within IT and cybersecurity. But what we're really trying to shift our focus is to protecting, detecting, and defending cybersecurity systems for the federal government. And it's there where we're trying to focus our talent search to get folks in and trained up and understanding the role of detecting, preventing, and defending government IT systems.
And do they do that by means of a network operations center, or how does that actually work functionally?
Sure. So we have a number of areas where the cybersecurity workforce sit and operate to protect our government systems. It starts at our network operations center. HHS has a couple of them scattered around the operating divisions, and it is there where highly skilled and trained folks are monitoring the health of our networks and looking for abnormalities or anomalies that could indicate a problem with the system, not necessarily cyber security related, but some type of performance issue that sometimes indicates a problem with the cyber security control. Folks work in those network operations centers. We have a variant of that called a security operations center, or SOC, where highly skilled and trained individuals are focused on security performance of the government systems and looking for specific indicators of compromise in which to focus on and try to prevent larger scale cybersecurity issues from occurring.
And you mentioned earlier that there are just not enough of these people to go around, given the demands of industry and of the federal government. Do you have openings at the moment?
We absolutely do. HHS has about a 30% vacancy rate when it comes to cybersecurity positions. And that's existed for a number of years and for a number of reasons. Our focus on cybersecurity has really taken off in the last 5 years, given some important legislation that's been passed that directs departments and agencies to focus on protecting government information and the critical information that the U.S. population shares with the government. I have a couple of statistics to share with you. We have about a 30% vacancy rate at HHS when it comes to cybersecurity staff. Of the existing staff that we have on board, about 24% is retirement eligible. Yet only 7% of IT and cybersecurity staff are GS-10 and below. More than half of the existing staff are GS-13 and above. So we have a big area for improvement. We desire a diverse workforce. We are looking for skill sets of all ranges to come in and help us with this most important mission.
We're speaking with Chris Woloshin, Chief Information Security Officer at the Health and Human Services Department. So it sounds like with the number that you have that are at the lower levels on the GS schedule, balanced with the number at the higher levels, it seems like there's a gap in the middle.
There is. We are challenged, like most government departments and agencies, with competing with industry. Government cybersecurity positions just don't pay what the industry can provide, and our pitch has got to be better. We have to get better at attracting cybersecurity talent at all levels, but most importantly, developing that pipeline that brings folks into the government. Government cannot continue to use the same old pitch for job stability because millennials, frankly, are not concerned with job stability or career ladders. They want workforce flexibility. They want lattices or matrix organizations. They want to be attracted by cutting-edge technology and culture, and government needs to get better at that.
And how do you do recruiting, and what sorts of processes do you use to get people when you can find them?
That's a great, great question. We are working with the NICE framework that NIST provides to assess cyber training programs, and we have outreach ongoing in a number of different areas. We're working with DHS and the Cybersecurity Education and Awareness Portal. We work with OMB and the National Science Foundation Advanced Technology Education Program. National Science Foundation also has a Cyber Corps Scholarship for Service program that we try to tap into. There's a Cyber Challenge led by Centers of Excellence and colleges and universities that attract cyber talent. So we have outreach ongoing to a number of different areas. And just trying to attract these folks, at first make them aware of the diverse and varied nature of cybersecurity needs here at HHS, and then bring them in to show them what job satisfaction, what wrapping their head around a mission to improve the health and welfare of the American people looks like from a cybersecurity perspective.
And when you mention the NICE framework at NIST, we should say that's not a descriptive, but it stands for the National Initiative for Cyber Education.
That's so people will
know that one. And what about the federal hiring process? We've heard complaints in years past that that gets in the way of the high velocity nature of cyber and of IT in general. True, or is that just a myth?
We've experienced challenges with the hiring process and for a number of different reasons, and not to point fingers at any one particular agency, but to anyone who has tried to enter the federal government understands that it can be a long and laborious process from the application standpoint to showing up on a cert to the scheduling of interviews to the scheduling of background checks and the granting of security clearances. It takes a very long time. So we are working with our human resource office and support staff here to streamline as much as we can about how to improve the hiring process because we are competing with private sector. We're competing with other government agencies. And if we lag and it takes too long for us to bring talent on, these talented folks are going to go elsewhere.
And let's talk about the specific skills for a moment, because it sounds like from your description, you need people with technology skills, specific ones, but they're also, you need people with maybe human and programmatic skills, management skills, that are very different from what the operators may be doing. So let's talk about first specific technological skills you might be looking for and, you know, how you keep up with how those change.
That's correct. So different skill sets emerge and become more important depending on the level of the workforce you're in. Frankly, it's been the government's practice to try and hire people with experience, 3-4 years experience for entry-level jobs, more for mid and higher-level jobs. And that has worked for some time. But we've noticed in the past couple of years that there is intense competition for folks with 3 or 4 years experience or more. So we have taken the approach to focus on entry-level folks, build a pipeline. They may not have a background in cybersecurity or a college degree in a technical area, but they have the drive, they have the willingness to step into this area and learn. So for entry-level folks, we are trying to attract anybody who has an interest in cyber, who likes the idea of working for the federal government and helping advance the cause of HHS for health and human services and to improve that for all Americans. Entry-level skills don't require much. For mid-level and higher-level job codes that we're hiring for, we want 3 or 4 years experience for those mid-level jobs. And it's not just technical. While technical credentials and certifications behind your name are important for some positions that we're hiring for, it's about people skills and being able to translate technical talk into non-technical terms, especially when it comes to project and program management. So there's quite a range of skills that we're looking for to attract cyber talent to HHS.
And on the management side, people that might be managing cybersecurity or managing others that are operators, maybe you can get more generalists for that type of work?
Absolutely, yes. So we want a broad range of experience when it comes to managers and senior leaders. I've found that the most successful managers and senior leaders have managed several large-scale projects, a mixture of large and small-scale projects, and are able to communicate effectively. It moves away from technical background and skills to communications and soft people skills as you get higher in the ranks. Because in all honesty, when you are a senior manager or senior leader in cybersecurity, you're managing people. You're not pushing buttons or turning knobs. So it's your leadership abilities, your communications abilities that will help get you in the door and win those highly desirable jobs.